Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, so it's time for the Win, Lose, or Tie podcast with your host, the styling, profiling, limousine riding, swatch wearing, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, woo, son of a gun, and he's having a hard time holding down those alligators, Ty King.
Yo, yo, yo. What's good, my people? It's the Win, Lose, or Tie podcast. Get up, get out of your seat. Not if you're driving. Don't do that if you're driving. And if you're running, run faster right now. If you're listening while you're working out, lift more weights. Let's go, baby. It's the start of the Win, Lose, or Tie podcast. This is the 3-year anniversary episode. I've never committed to anything that's lasted for 3 years. I can't believe it. So congratulations to myself. And that's what we're all about today. And I got two special guests that are going to join me today. And they've been on before. This is not their first time. And so they are old veterans, but they haven't been on in a while. And it's time to catch up. And it's Blake and Kippy Buchanan. Kippy, ladies first, thank you for being on the Win, Lose, or Tie episode.
Yes, thanks, Ty. We're very excited to be here.
Well, I appreciate that. And
congrats on 3 years.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it's if you'd have told me this is going to last 3 years and 90-something episodes, I probably would have been like, of course, I'm gonna be a star by the time this is over. So some of that hadn't worked out. But Blake Buchanan is here too. Mr. Blake Buchanan, my wonderful, outstanding brother-in-law. Blake, what's up?
Yeah, man. Glad to be here. We share Win, Lose, or Tie, and we share birthdays. Yes, so that's awesome, man.
Yes, you're the first guest ever. I'll never forget. Went to Bahama Bucks corporate office. I set my stuff up. I really didn't know if it was going to work or not. And it was just me, a microphone, you, and a microphone, and we just hit record. There was really no intro. There was no nothing. And it was just me and you having a conversation. And you were the first guy to sign the board. To sign that whiteboard right there, which is pretty cool, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And now we're sitting here in Black Flag Studios, man. This is definitely a step up, brother. So well done to you, man. Well done. You've been busy in the last 3 years.
I've done some things. I've done a few things. I've put a few decorations up. I've moved over to a new place. Yeah, I have my own studio, Black Flag Studio. Pretty proud of that. And so, yeah, that's... This is all fun and everything, and you know what? Really, what's fun is if you follow along, like on Instagram. So I want you to follow me on my Instagram, Win, Lose, or Tie. That's T-Y-E. I'm posting a lot more videos. I'm doing a lot more, here's some things that are upcoming, some things I might not even podcast about, just thoughts that I have maybe or maybe not. And sometimes I'll have a beer or two, and then I'm like, I need to make a video. And then those are the ones that are, I'm like, damn it, the next day, you know, I'm like, oh, crap. So, but that's what this is all about, right? So I like this, I kind of like the format. So anyway, also I'm putting some videos out on TikTok, Win, Lose, or Tie, same thing. So if you're on TikTok, do that. Follow me, I'm putting some stuff out on there. And I wanted to catch up with Blake and Kippy today. We're going to talk, because we haven't caught up. And what we haven't talked about is you guys have become grandparents. And I don't think we've talked about that yet. Do you think we've talked about that since you guys have been on together?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Dude, it was 3 years ago.
We are grandparents, so we don't remember.
Yeah, she's only 16 months, so I know I haven't said anything for sure.
So, congratulations on being grandparents.
Absolutely.
How has that turned your life upside down?
I would call it an obsessive compulsive disorder for Kippy. It's all she thinks about. Does.
No, it's not.
I tease her because I know when it's Friday, it's payday, and she heads to Target and buys Blakely something. So yep.
That's not wrong.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, hey, well, first off, being named Blakely is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That was a real honor.
How'd that make you feel when you found out? And by the way, Zyler announced that on the show, mm-hmm. on the Win, Lose, or Tie podcast, yeah. What the name was going to be. Blakely, that's a pretty big honor, my man.
Yeah, that definitely is one of those legacies that no pressure on her by any means. I want to live up to it. You know, I when someone's named after you like that, and someone bestows a legacy gift like that, you just want to say, "Come on, man, don't screw it up." Yeah. You know, so I think it's probably put more pressure on me just to be a good role model as a husband, father, a grandfather, and all those things. So
yeah.
But the good thing is Kippy and I are still married. I mean, you got to start with a baseline. And that's, that's where we are.
Y'all are making it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But Kippy, whenever you found out Blakely, what was your reaction to the name?
Oh, man. It's hard to receive. You know, I think the honor, but then I just looked at Blake because Zyler and Brecklin wrote Blake and I a really sweet letter on why they were naming her that. And Ty, I can't start crying at the very beginning of the podcast, but it's almost hard to receive, you know, and the honor and it just is like, wow, how do you receive that? And so it's really sweet. And honestly, I think that the person that they named her after is probably one of the greatest people I know. So it's pretty just a legacy that I never saw coming, but also it's appropriate, and Blake's an amazing man. So I think it's really sweet.
Well, do let me be clear. The reason she cried is she thought they were going to name her Kippy. That was the legacy she was hoping for.
I think I'll have a grand dog named Kippy maybe, but yeah. I don't think there'll be a person.
what kind of formation, because you have Blake and you have Blakely, which is a great name.
Yeah.
What could it be a formation of Kippy's name?
Kippy exactly.
Lee?
Kapantha.
Kapantha would be a great name.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love the fact that you guys have grandparent names kind of picked out, and I love Blakely because she's learning who everybody is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Including you.
Including me, and I'm her Uncle Gut. That's great, right. Uncle Ty. Yeah. I'm losing part of that gut, by the way. So
you are.
But it's still there. But she knows who Uncle Gut is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love that. But I mean, you guys have kind of thrown out a couple of names, but I think your approach to it was a little bit different about what she's going to call you guys. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we really don't care, but you've got to call each other something, so she'll pick it up. And so I think mine came pretty quick because my nickname has always been Buck.
For sure.
And it was Cindy, my mom, who said, they ought to call you B-Buck. Mm-hmm. For Bahama Bucks or B-Buck.
And Blake, so, or Blake Buchanan.
Yeah, or Blake Buchanan, Blake, however you want to look at it. Yeah.
Just call you Blake.
There you go. And then, so we kind of kicked that around. We had some others that we were looking at, like, like all grandparents will do. And so that one just kind of stuck for me. And then we spent some time with Kippy.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't care either. Sometimes it's fun when it happens organically and they end up calling you waffles because you make waffles or whatever. Yeah. You know, right now she'd probably call me pancake. But what's funny is we settled on Kiki, and that's just short for Kippy. But she calls me Dee Dee right now, and that's because she can't say K's. But what's crazy about that is Zyler, when he was a baby, he had a baby blanket, and he called that blanket Dee Dee.
Yes.
So it's kind of sweet now. I'm like, Dee Dee may not be so bad because that was what Zyler named his baby blanket. Yep. But she calls me Dee Dee right now.
Yeah. Oh. When she comes over, it's funny because now Zyler has trained her to call me Snacks. Because, man, she walks up, and one of her favorite words to say is up. And then, man, she wants in that pantry. Yep. So I am the guy Snacks. That opens up that pantry and we grab snacks.
That's right.
So eventually it'll make its way to B-Buck and Kiki, I think. But right now it could be it's pea cakes and snacks.
That's right.
Yeah, we're looking at it.
And we love all of it.
Yeah. So it's fun. Yeah.
That is fun, man. And she is, oh my goodness. And everybody says that our baby's the cutest and their niece is the cutest and whatever and whatnot. But man, and I'm not a big baby guy, which she's not much of a baby anymore. I mean, she's walking and doing all that, but which is crazy to me. But I mean, she's so cute to me. Mm-hmm. She really has been just a big blessing to the whole family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, indeed.
And,
indeed.
We are fortunate.
And it's fun to.
It's brought a new. Not that we were getting stagnant at all, because our families never have been mm-hmm. stagnant.
Boring,
boring. But she brought a new energy, to the room, if you will, for family get-togethers and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, we're not afraid to create our own fun. We'll certainly do that. But you brought a baby into the dynamic, and she just lifts a room. You know, you walk in. I think any grandparent or anyone that sees a baby kind of has that same feeling, you know, you're just like, wow, she can certainly lift a room pretty easy.
Yeah. And I love that it's a girl. I know I would have loved a grandson as well. Cause I know boys, I had two brothers, three sons, but, to have my first grandchild be a girl has been, Gosh, it's just been so fun. It's why I do spend my paychecks on her all the time. But it's sweet.
It's better than spending it at the bar or something, you know. But but hey, so we got some other big things have happened. Mm-hmm. And I know that now, we could talk about Zyler and Brecklin, and we could talk about surely about Blakely the rest of the time.
Sure.
But and I know you guys will be glad to do that.
Absolutely.
But you guys have two other kids yes. that I love as well. And mm-hmm. And Jet and Channing have made a big decision. Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit. So they moved to Arizona. I'll mm-hmm. let everybody know. They moved to Arizona. Jet took a job out there as a pilot, which I know mm-hmm. is crazy. He's a pilot. His name is Jet. We've went over that. It's just absolutely perfect.
I guess your takeaway there is be careful what you name your children.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Exactly. Don't name them.
Bruiser.
Yeah. Or Kiki. You got to be careful, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But Jet has decided to pick up and take his wife and their dog Milo to North Phoenix area, mm-hmm. which, Quint from Iowa lives there. And his wife Nancy, and they're the greatest. And I've shown you pictures of him.
Yeah.
And they need to get together out there. I know that Quint from Iowa is one of the nicest people in the world. So we need to try to hook them up and make them go eat breakfast or something one day.
Yeah.
Or something.
They would love that.
Yeah, they would love. I mean, you can't help but love Jet and Channing, and you can't help but love Quint from Iowa. I think they would love each other.
I think so.
And Quint loves to ride a bike, and he'll probably ride his bicycle over to Jet's house. I don't know what part of Phoenix Quint lives in, but he could probably do it. I've seen him. Anyway, so Jet and Channing, exciting, tough. What were the emotions whenever they move away?
Yeah, I'd say yes and yes to both of those. And, you know, I think about, you know, Kibby, as she raised young men and myself as well, you're always raising them to be independent, to stand on their own two feet, to one day leave. And so it's no shock when they do. Now, it changes, but how neat is it for, you know, in the past 3 years for us to gain another daughter-in-law mm-hmm. in Channing, who's an absolute wonderful, just, you know, wonderful daughter-in-law, just beautiful woman. And for them to make that decision, it was so funny because Jet and I had some conversations, and those are those private moments as a father-son and as a family, you're kind of deciding, because I was helping him walk through it and all this. And, Kibby's very emotional, but this is the one time I don't cry often, mm-hmm. but it was funny. We were on a trip in Ireland. I'd been on the phone with Jet and I'd showered. It was early, early morning there, and Kip was still in bed, and she gets out and she comes into the restroom or the little area where we were staying. And I am bawling like a baby, and she thinks I'm having a heart attack or something. She's like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "Jet doesn't know it yet, but he's going to move," because I'd already run ahead of him. I'd seen the decisions. I'd seen kind of how he's walking. And, you know, just as a father, there's not foresight, but you can kind of A plus B is going to equal C. And he's just wrestling back and forth. And I'm like, "Kibby, I'm telling you right now, they will move, because, you know, he's going to get a piece about it. I feel the Lord calling him." We felt mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, so I got all my tears out pretty early with Jet early on. And then, as a man will do, once you make that decision, we're all right, it's go time.
Yeah.
It's go time. Let's pack, let's roll. Yeah. And then, you know, it takes everybody else a little longer to process it. So
And you got it out on another continent. So.
Yeah. So that helped, man. It really doesn't count as a cry if you do it in Europe or overseas.
Yeah, doesn't count.
You're still got a 10-year history or something like that. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was neat because Kibby at that moment had to press into me, and I knew, okay, let me get through my moment here real quick, mm-hmm. because you just kind of know the reverse moment is we're really going to have to press into Kippy and, mm-hmm. and the kids and everyone else, because those are tough decisions. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, Kippy, first off, yeah, your reactions too, whenever you found, because whenever Blake got that intuition and, you know, he could just read the writing on the wall, basically, that Jet's going to move.
I mean, you know, for a mom with young men, you have your first separations when they really start driving. I think that's when you first have that separation with your kids, because they have more independence. You don't have them in the car as often. And then when they move out for college or do go to college, and there's a break there of just letting them be on their own and making their own decisions. But the big one too is for a mom with boys is when they get married. And it's important in my eyes that a mom of young men let go. And, you know, I know that when they get married, that it just like a dad walks his daughter down, there's really no symbolism for a mom and son at a wedding, but it is exactly the same. Yeah. And I had let Jet go when he got married, and I truly try to tell their future bride that they're their number one now, you know, and I have to say that and almost kind of say it out loud and say that to the bride so she knows that I want her to be number one in their life, and that's where they belong, and that they have made that step. And so that separation happens, but they're still in Lubbock, you know, so you have that just reassurance that you can call them or see them for dinner every once in a while or what have you. But yeah, when they move physically, that's a big deal. And I think because Blake and I did the same thing.
Yes.
We moved to Arizona right after we got married and left the family here in Lubbock, left everything we knew and Red Raider Nation and all of that stuff, and moved to a state we had never been to. And so I knew what that was like, or I know what that's like. And it's not that you're forgotten, but you just miss out on things because you're not here.
Yeah.
But it's also amazing, and it's so fun, and it's an adventure, and you cling together like never before. But oh man, it's different when you're 22 and you do it on your own. And then when you're, you know, in your 50s and your 22-year-old son does it, you just know you're going to miss him. And gosh, Ty,
So anyway, let's just say Kippy's certainly let go, obviously. And she's not struggling with any of this.
Yeah. I am so proud of them, but I know how hard it is. And you know, Zyler and Breck moved too. They moved to Dallas and were there for 2 years. And it's so important as a young married couple. I think it will be great for them. And we're excited to see what the Lord has for them in Arizona. Jet has a fantastic job. Channing just started a new job about a little over a month ago. And I mean, I'm just proud of them. They're figuring it out. Yeah. And Milo's right there along with them too. And he's just there for the adventure. And, and we went out and saw them a month or so ago. And it was neat to see just the friends they're making, the life that they're establishing for themselves, their jobs. And they're doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think what was interesting about that whole ordeal, you know, Jet pressed into Zyler really hard too, because Zyler had made that transition.
For sure.
And so Zyler had given him a lot of sage advice and wise counsel. And so I think it helped him walk that path a little bit easier. It still wasn't easy. And then I think it's hard when you see the brothers having to let go for a season or, you know, whatever, because they are so tight. You never saw Zyler without Jet without True. You know, those three were thick as thieves, and they still are. And so they're just learning to do it in a different way. And so that's been a fun one to navigate. And
it is funny though, you know, Jet's flying for a family out there that has a really huge business. And so he flies them. He just solely flies for this company and this family. And you couldn't ask for a better scenario, truly. Yeah. And, but people often ask us, they're like, hey, is Jet flying y'all out there to see him? I'm like, Jet doesn't own the plane. He just flies the plane. And no, we're flying Southwest to go see them.
No, we're buying our own ticket. That's how it works.
Yeah, we couldn't afford the fuel. Yeah. So,
no kidding.
So Jet can't fly himself anywhere, but he does work for an amazing family, and they are very good to him, and they treat him and their pilots really well.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it was a big transition for the whole family.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny how symbolic it is, really, when you look at y'all's adventure that you took, and it went to Arizona, and you know, and how important, I remember how important you guys said it was to, you know, maybe be alone. And I mean, you know, by moving away a little bit or just getting out of town where, you know what I'm saying? And so, that's an important time for, you know, a married couple, just to have, you know, hey, let's get to know each other really well.
Mm-hmm. So, you can't run away.
And, you know, what's funny is that you talk about him leaning into Zyler a little bit for advice. You know, Jet and I had a long talk about it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I moved to Mississippi, I never been there. And, you know, and I did that. And man, and it's hard. And there's a lot of hard things. And I told him, I said, listen, you're gonna get homesick bad. And especially the first 2 to 3, 4 months. And Channing's going to get homesick, and you're going to want to move back. I promise. There's going to be some exciting times, but you're going to be like, I miss everything that's going on. I'm not there. You know, all that stuff. I said, it's going to be, you just get ready for those, you know. there's a famous New Edition song called "Can You Stand the Rain?" And you gotta be able to stand the rain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know Phoenix doesn't get much rain, but you know, can you stand the heat, really? And there's gonna be some tough times for both, for you and Channing, both, and you together. But just being homesick is the hardest part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is. It is tough to be away, man, especially to move away from. And, like, you brought up something in my mind that really I hadn't thought of. Talking about brothers leaving.
Yeah.
Man, I'll never forget when Jay left. Jay left and went to San Angelo to go to college. And it was just San Angelo. I mean, it's 3 hours away. But, I remember as a little brother just being, you know.
Yeah. Almost devastated. Your hero leaves, right?
Completely devastated. Yeah. Completely. I mean, that was my... Maybe get guys out the window. Cool. All right. Hopefully,
is that your fan club, man? Yeah, those little paparazzi. Yeah, exactly. You need to pull the shades there. Why are they taking pictures?
I need to pull the blinds on. Hey, no pictures, guys. Yeah, hey, no take it easy. But no, seriously. So that was just a. I remember just, you just brought back that memory, man. Yeah. I forgot how tough that was as a brother.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned a New Edition song because there are moments where you know you need to mark them as kind of the head of the household, the historian, and all of those things. And it was funny. I told Kippy, you know, the minute I knew they were leaving him or leaving and we had made that decision, I sent him a song. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny. I sent him Tom Petty's Wildflower.
Yeah.
And
dude,
I bet I listened to it 50 times. So if you're in a car fired up, you'll get the message.
You'll get it. Yeah.
Because, and that became their theme song and our theme song kind of as a family, as we'd miss them, we'd play that song and get your cry out, you know, and Kippy would still do it. But, that was kind of a fun thing to kind of mark that moment and just, you know, attach something to it and say, every time I hear that song, I'm like, okay, I remember Jet leaving and what it did. But, you know, the neat thing is, We did get to go visit them, and it was reminiscent of our early years when we were young marrieds. But what they have navigated better, two things. Number one, he gets a paycheck. We didn't. So, man, Phoenix is a great place when you can go out to eat and movies and all those wonderful things, concerts. Man, so super proud of them.
But, you don't have to share a Coke.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing is...
Doubt.
They are so good at finding people. They want to find their tribe. They want to find their people. And they've plugged into a church. Jet found a great group of men that, he invited me when I was there to go work out. I mean, Jet gets up at 4:30. These guys work out at 5:30, 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And it's just a small group through his church. And he's getting plugged in. Mm-hmm. And then
good for him.
Were some friends that they met from OSU. And I think that was Channing's sister who introduced him.
Oh,
in.
Yeah.
And
nice.
He just happens to work for the Phoenix Suns.
Oh.
So, they're going to a lot of Suns games, and so they're finding their people, and I think that's what does our heart good is, you know, they're finding their way.
Well, and the other thing is we have some of our very dear friends that still live there that we made when we lived there.
Yeah.
And shout out to Brian and Laura McKay and the Jagodas, Wendy and Dave,
I love those people.
Ty, you know them, and they have.
And the Joneses, too.
The Joneses.
Yeah, I love those people.
Velvet and Eric.
They have taken Jet and Channing to dinner and connected with them, and I appreciate that a lot. It means a lot. So it's funny how it comes full circle.
Except for that time that Eric and Velvet's son hit me in the nuts, showing me karate moves.
I know.
Straight up to Technique 3 or something.
Yeah.
Eric Jones goes, hey, show Uncle Ty Technique 3.
Wasn't it funny, though?
Whatever that was, he hit me right in the balls.
We never knew. I mean, he's squaring him up right in front of you about eye level with the Nuggets.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, show him Technique 3. And all of a sudden, whata.
Yeah.
And Ty goes down like a sack of potatoes. And you're like, man, I would have never seen that coming. A guy squaring up a four-year-old in front of a grown man.
Yeah, he did. He was four. Yeah, he was just showing me his kicks and stuff. I thought, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then straight up, whoa. So, but man, that's good that Jet and Channing have those people too to lean on. Because, man, you guys made some good friends out there. And I did too with those people.
Oh,
with
they were your people too,
Gays,
brother.
And the Jacodas, all those people also.
Good,
and
good
I hope
people.
That they listen. If not, send them the
I will.
You bet, man.
They'll listen. But, man, that's really, really cool. But there's also other big news going on.
Yeah.
It's not just having grandbabies, and it's not just Jet and Channing moving. And, by the way, I did want to bring up, though, real quick, Channing, just to kind of want to focus on her just for just a quick second. Man, She said something to you or to, you know, you kind of have related somehow, some way, you know, she was just struggling a little bit with, you know, a job and, you know, maybe something other, and mm-hmm. being out there, it just, yeah. you know, not, and man, you know, I just called her and I had about a beautiful, a jet wasn't even there. I had a beautiful, like 1 hour conversation mm-hmm. and it was good for me. Yeah. And so she is, man, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. She really is an amazing person. Yeah.
And pretty, don't let, she's pretty funny.
Yes. Yeah.
She cracks me up sometimes.
Me too.
She's a witty person.
One of the most tenacious people you'll ever meet. I mean, when she gets her sights set on something, mm-hmm. there is nothing going to mm-hmm. stand in her way.
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, even with her job hunt, I was so impressed. It wasn't that she was going after 7 or 8 jobs. She was going after 70 or 80. You know, yeah. she was putting applications out there because she just didn't have a network. Yeah. And, but she is one of the most tenacious people mm-hmm. you'll meet.
Good.
And you partnered her with Jet, who's the same way. Same. And you're like, good Lordy, they're poor kids. you know, God, this is going to be a mess. They're so fun.
Hey, I know this great Gut will be there. Gut mm-hmm. will be there for those kids too. So
that's right.
But anyway, I just remember that, you know, that conversation I had when she was out there and it was just, and it was, you know, it was me being an uncle, but you know, and it's great because whenever they get married, I get to gain a niece.
That's right.
And, that's you know, right. And I get to gain Brecklin, who's.
Oh, yeah.
I got the
best athlete in the family.
Yes. Now she is the best athlete in the family. And I got to witness on our lake trip, you know, getting your butt kicked by Brecklin Buchanan. I sat there and watched Brecklin Buchanan beat up on girls in basketball and track and volleyball for years. And I never knew what I felt like. But then we played a game at the house on our little lake trip. And I went, you know what? I know exactly what those girls feel like.
Yeah.
You just got your ass whipped by Brecklin, mm-hmm. Wentz, Buchanan. Yep. And I mean, and it's
she
not
don't
fun.
Hold back.
It's not fun. No. It's not fun at all.
Yeah. I love the girl power, man. We are outnumbering the boys now, and
dude,
it's pretty great.
It is serious, too.
Yes. And Blake, we got to step up, dude, because we have always played games in our family, and it's been boys versus girls. And, you know, even if the teams were uneven, we make it somehow, you know, somebody goes twice or whatever game we're playing. We make it to where it's even. And the guys, we play a game called Catchphrase. And the guys, I don't know that, Blake, we went on like maybe a 10-year winning streak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were undefeated for like 20 years.
Especially once Dad stopped playing. When yes. Pops got out of the mix, then yeah. y'all had the upper hand.
Exactly. Well, we started getting – you're exactly right.
So Kippy's been mad for a couple of decades yeah. at every game we've done. And now she gloats.
Yes.
And it's really challenging.
Because you used to, we were like, hey, let's get the game. The guys were like, let's get the game out and let's play.
All
last
in.
Late trip, man, it's the girls. Let's get the game out. Let's play. And so
yeah.
and then it's Kennedy and you have Remy and Channing are older yeah. now.
And Dom's no help. Who's that guy, right?
Yeah, Dom just wins our family bracket for the NCAA March Madness 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Well, Dom, you're kicked out of the family, dude. This is that's bullshit. You can't just come in and win.
You got to bring that to group games, yeah, man. Exactly. You got to bring the gaming to group
right.
games.
Dom, you can't just bring it into your individual yeah. wins in March Madness.
It's a team
sport. You should start helping the guys win some games, you know? So, but anyways, just, you know, but I wanted to mention that about Channing. But now there's big news, right? We're coming up at the end of May, towards the end of May. We got a big wedding.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
True is getting married. Hard Sugar is getting married to Abby, the sweetest. Had them on mm-hmm. a couple mm-hmm. episodes back, which is really fun. And so, man, okay, we got a big shower to go to. I got a couple shower going to
tonight. Yeah.
They're there tonight. Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. But anyway, a lot going on there. Mm-hmm. Tell me about talk me through. Kippy, it's your last kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is it. This True's getting married, and so man, mm-hmm. you talk about having a conversation with like your number one. Here's number one now. That's mm-hmm. your last time you're gonna have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, Ty, you're gonna go there.
Okay, yeah, I'm just saying. You know,
it's a little raw for Kippy.
I don't know if you've had that already, a conversation with Abby, but not yet.
Yeah.
How do you? When do you think you'll do that? And how is that going to go? I'm not trying to make you cry. Just
no,
saying,
no. Probably the day before the wedding, bridesmaids luncheon is when I usually have an opportunity to to talk to the girl. And the girls are there, I mean, and talk to Abby. But, man, Abby's awesome.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's so easy to say, hey, you're his number one. You, here it is. Here is my son. And, he is your number one now, and I am no longer his number one girl in right. his life, you yeah. know? But it's so easy when you have someone like Brecklin and Channing and Abby. And Abby and True are great together.
Yes.
I love her pizzazz. I love her tenacity. I also love how she laughs so easily, and yes. True needs that. You know, True also enjoys adventure, and Abby is just the perfect adventurer for True. And so I love them together. So it's so fun to celebrate them. I mean, it is. They're hilarious. And they loves sports. She loves Texas Tech. She loves the Red Raiders.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
pretty much.
She's super fan.
Almost
also,
as much as anyone I know.
She loves the Win, Lose, or Tie podcast, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. She does.
Mm-hmm. I mean, on their road trip stuff, she puts it on and makes True listen. So, I mean, you know, sometimes those aren't an easy listen. You got to fight through to get some of those episodes. And stuff. She does it, man. So she's a big fan like that. She's such a big fan that I have a picture of her, me and her, in the Black studio. I mean, there's a picture of Abby
and
myself.
Abby. Yeah. Well, so. It's pretty sweet. This couple shower tonight is friends of Pat and Carol, Abby's parents. Mm-hmm. They have tailgated with the same families since before, I believe, Abby was born.
Yeah.
And so they have tailgated at the Texas Tech football games for decades. And so Abby has grown up knowing these families, and this is where she learned to make Bloody Marys, I think at 10 years old or younger, and where they've cooked the same tailgate food and had the things that were their traditions.
Oh, yeah.
And so these families that have gotten together for decades want to celebrate Abby tonight and cook all this tailgate food and kind of emulate the tailgate situation and have a shower for them tonight. So it's going to be fun.
So let's just say True fits right in.
Yeah.
So he is, this is the one shower he's looked forward to.
That is an element for him. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I've experienced their tailgate experience, and it is one hell of an experience. And with the Robertsons, and they are, I mean,
they're pros.
They are
for
pros.
Sure. It's a pro game. Yeah.
I didn't anticipate walking 9 to 10 miles that day, but the next time I went, I did, and it was a lot easier. But the first time I got introduced, man, I wasn't even anticipating going to the game, number one. Well, when Carol found out that I wasn't going to get, she was like, no, you're going to the game. We have an extra ticket. I'll find an extra ticket. I was like, no, it's okay. I just come to the tailgate. I'll go home and watch the game. It's fine. No way. No, sir. No way, no how. And next thing you know, dude, they tear down that tailgate, and it is down and put up in a matter of, well, True is, you know, become an expert tailgater too. And it's like a system. Bam, bam, bam. It's put up. Next thing you know, we're walking to the game. And I mean, you know, and they don't tailgate close to the stadium. But it's fun walking because you get to walk by everybody's tailgate, you know, and you're ready. Somebody hands you a beer when you walk in, and then, you know, you bebopping on down. I'm in my Jordans. I'm like, hey, what's going on, you know? And then you keep walking, and then next thing you know, you go to a tailgate, and then we go to somebody else's tailgate, and then we go to somebody else's tailgate. And what an experience, man.
Yeah.
Just cool. I mean, I knew we all sat in our seats, and the next thing I know, Abby and Carol. It's Carol, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Abby and Carol get up to go to the bathroom, and they come back each with two beers for True and I. And I went, dude, True, you've done it. Dude, you have made it.
You know, Abby is so good at seeing others. And
yes, she
I
is.
Think that is one of the most beautiful characteristics she brings, other than she's absolutely gorgeous. But I think Pat and Carol have raised a daughter that is gracious. She is just, she sees True like no one else, not even like us. I'm like, you're just like, wow, you see something in him that we thought might be there, but she's pulling it out of him because she is a wonderful person. Mm-hmm. And
wonderful.
Yeah. And what a sweet, sweet woman. But I tell you, you know, it's funny to kind of see it come full circle because the minute they were born, the minute Zoller came and was born and Kippy held him and all that. I mean, we really did. We started praying for their spouses. You know, my mom had said, pray long, pray hard for their next person. Who's going to be that next person to lead them and be their soulmate? And so I'd say, man, the Lord really was faithful and paid out in spades with all three young ladies. And so we're excited.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be so fun. And I can't wait to celebrate them. It is going to be in the Fraser Alumni Pavilion, the ceremony and the reception.
Right next to Jones Stadium, baby.
True initially wanted everyone to wear red and black to the wedding, and then Abby would be the only one in white. He thought that was a fabulous idea.
Yeah.
But Abby's like, True, people are not wearing black to my wedding. And she said, and red's not my best color either.
Yeah, I think that was the driver right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. But it will have.
Suit up and all.
You know, yeah. You know, like, Zoller.
Are we celebrating? Are we mourning? What
yeah, I know. No. Red and black.
True didn't think that through.
You know, Zoller's not free with a lot of compliments, but he paid Abby a compliment when we were in Keystone together. Abby came with us and we went skiing, and Jet and Channing weren't on this trip, but we did exactly back to the gaming. We sat down and we were playing Trivial Pursuit or
trivia game,
some kind of trivia game that the kids knew about. And Abby goes on this run, mm-hmm. and I mean, not just a run. It was like an absolute annihilation of the whole entire family. Mm-hmm. She goes on like this 20 question win streak of where she knew every answer. And she got so tickled. We got so tickled. And Zoller was blown away. Cause you know, Zoller, he's the guy who knows all the quirky details of history or anything else.
Right.
And she was smoking everybody. So, the girls have got another one on their team mm-hmm. that we all fear, and it's not getting, and the problem is, I don't have any daughters. I'm not bringing any more males into this family. Yeah. So they've either got to be born or we'll wait for Remy and Channing to marry men and bring them in.
And Remy and Channing need to get on that. Because Kennedy with Dom, and they're not engaged or anything. I nothing's set in stone in that house. But I'm telling you right now, Remy and Channing have got work to do. They have got work to do.
They'll be fine. They are beautiful young women. Yeah, so True and Abby get married May 18th.
Yes.
But the weekend before that, Truman Case Buchanan will graduate from Texas Tech University.
Let's go, baby!
We have a graduation and a wedding within 7 days of each other. So
let's go.
It is a busy season for sure, and lots of things to celebrate. So man.
I love it because, man, he just carries on the tradition, baby. We got Red Raiders everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And there's one thing True loves. He loves Abby, but he loves the Red Raiders.
And yes, he does.
So does Abby too. So I love it that they share that.
Yeah,
that's pretty
and
cool.
And then Ty, they get married, and we have another grandbaby coming in late August.
And I, you know what? Didn't even mention that.
Yeah.
Brooklyn and Zyler expecting again.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And wow, how did I even skip over that?
I know all the things.
So Zyler needs to come in. I had Zyler in, just to
you need Brecklin and Brecklin alone. Get the real story.
You know
right?
what? Okay, I do, but I'm scared.
You should be. She'll be like, "Hey Ty, we're gonna play a little game. It's called Win, Lose, or Tie, and I'm gonna ask you some questions." And you're like, "Yes, ma'am."
I know. She's gonna start Brecklin's hosting the show.
You know, one of the kindest
Brecklin's
people you'll ever meet.
The sweetest person you'll ever meet. But man, she is so athletic.
She's the sweetest person you'll ever meet.
And competitive.
I agree with
and
that.
And competitive.
And 100%. Just compassionate and sweetest person,
and
loves you, and she's easy to love, but she will just beat your ass. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even. She'll feel bad about it maybe for a little bit afterwards.
Yeah.
But while it's going on, it's no mercy.
Yeah. Hey, tell them about after Zyler and Brett got married. Anytime we had Blake would normally be on the pickup games.
No. So here's the thing about Brecklin. You got to remember her story, her origin story. She was raised with three brothers. Three aggressive, highly athletic, fantastic competitor brothers. And so that's where she comes from. So she's not intimidated by anyone.
No.
And so I'll never forget, they were early married or they were dating or whatever. We're at a trip. We're in California and we love, there's a place on the beach where you take a ball and you just start balling, man.
Basketball.
And I've got, think about it, Jet. You know, oh my gosh, Zyler's a great shooter. Jet is going to slam on you, good shooter. True's going to, bully ball you a little bit and dunk and do all that. Well, clearly, I need to be a part of this.
Of course.
There are four guys out there. We're sizing them up.
I don't want you to discount yourself. You're a pretty good basketball player.
You would tell everybody else that, I'd appreciate it. So we're there sizing up the competition. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm about to shine. I'm going to let these boys do the work. I'm not even running the court, man. I'm staying on offense. I'm just going to, sandbag it. And they're like, hey, okay, let's do all this. And then they point. They're like, hey, Brecklin, you take that guy. And I was totally cut out. It's like they chose Brecklin over me. And I'm like, I see
Blake
you.
Blake was the sub.
And Brecklin sees it. And she's like, Mr. Buchanan, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, don't be a state champ.
Yeah.
You go dominate. And, you know, so they walk out there. And these guys are sizing it up, and nobody, and they're like, so they give the weaker of all the guys, you know, who's still a good player, they give, you know, they're like, all right, you take her. Dude, she wore, I mean, like Zoller may have 4 points, Jet had six, you know, True, whatever. And Brecklin's dropping like 30 points on this thing, and that poor dude got worked.
And that doesn't surprise me, like at all. They could have won money.
Yeah.
You couldn't have done White Man Can't Jump out
That's
there.
That's right. And when she scored her 30th point, I thought, you know what? She's going to sub me in. She didn't, man.
There ain't no way.
She just kept raining it. There ain't
no way. Well, we walked over after that and played spike ball, and Blake got eliminated again.
Yeah, the spike ball 2-on-2. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll hold everybody's shoes.
Yeah.
Let me watch. I'll keep score. But you kind of get relegated to those, you know,
it's
roles.
The best.
And then now, you know, it's okay because I love to hold Blakely and I love to play with her. So,
you know, the other day, normally people say, how are you doing? How's it going? You say, oh, it's so busy. But I talked to a friend, Amanda Bullen, the other day, and I said, how's it
Coach
going,
Bullen.
Amanda? Yeah, Coach Bullen. And she said, Kippy, my life is full. And I was like, that is such a great answer.
Yeah.
And I can definitely say
we
have a full life.
Yep. You know who's a big fan of the show? Matt Bullen, baby.
He should be.
Matt Bullen.
Well,
he's a good man.
He's marrying Abby and True.
Oh, yeah. Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay. He's a big Win, Lose, or Tie fan.
Yeah.
You know,
he will be marrying those two kids.
You may have to do a play-by-play call, just set up the black flag.
Put a mic
studio.
On him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get him going.
Play by play on the wedding.
They
there.
Might be great guests in here for sure.
Gosh, they would be a good guest.
That could be a fun.
It could be
a fun gig. Yeah,
it's during such a great season. You know, they got seniors
and a junior.
Senior and a junior.
And you know what's funny? Day before yesterday, I'm craving Bahama Bucks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'm just gonna go, and I went, and I got me a small flat, regular flat, sugar free strawberry cheesecake mixed with sugar free white coconut. Delish, by the way.
Nice combo.
Just mix it together. Delicious. Nice. Dude, open the window. It's Cade Bullen.
Yeah,
working.
Baby.
Yeah. He was like, what are you doing? And he was like, man, I'm confused. I go, what? He goes, do you pay? Or? And I went, of course I pay. Charge me. And scan my app.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
you're
right.
Like,
I get my points.
Win, lose, or tie, I can handle this one. You're
I
got
funny.
You.
I can write this off.
Yeah, Cade's having a great track season too. He made it to regionals and the 4x4, so
he is
a stud. So I'm happy for him.
They're good people. I'm writing that down.
I think they'd be fun.
The Bullens on here.
Yeah, they would.
Bullens. So but so True's getting married, so that's fun. All right, you guys took a trip. And to Ireland.
Yeah.
First off, you did a bike trip. I think we talked about that a little bit out in California. And I thought to myself, out in the Napa Valley area,
we did.
Big Sur area kind of stuff. And I thought to myself, what on God's name are y'all doing?
Yeah.
You know, well, you go to wineries and then you ride your bike. It's a great combination.
Let's just say it looks better on the brochure. The website is like, you'll enjoy blah, blah, blah. And then you're huffing up a hill. And I am like, I paid for this. This is the dumbest thing. I can find adventure everywhere, but here we are.
It's actually one of the hardest times I've laughed was when we rode the biking trip at Napa Valley because we had never done that before.
Yeah.
It had been recommended by the Winces, and we had never been to Napa Valley. And they were like, it's a beautiful way to see that country because you ride your bikes through all of the vineyards and you see beautiful country. So we were like, hey, okay, we'll do it. We thought, let's do this. And so that very first day, Blake and I, of course, kind of think it's a competition because you're with other people. And, you know, it's kind of...
I mean, everybody's got biker shorts on and we're going to cycle. It is a competition.
I mean, there's probably 20, 25 people in your group, but there's no race. And some people have electric bikes, some people don't. You have easier routes you can take, harder routes you can take. And Blake and I are like... We're taking the hard route.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Peloton.
Peloton.
I'm like, 60 miles uphill.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let Blake take it from there because day one, we got put in our place.
Yeah. We started riding with a couple that wanted to do the hard route. And what we didn't realize, they're in their early 70s and we cannot keep up with them. Clearly, we are not cyclists. And they're like, what is wrong with you people? And we don't know either. But we cycle in flatland Lubbock. And this is the first time we've ever had elevation, serious elevation.
Yeah.
And so, we got humbled real, real quick. But there was a last stretch. It's 8 miles back after a long day. It's 8 miles into about a 12-15 mile an hour headwind. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, when I get winded and tired and things like that, I cuss, and I don't mean to, but I just,
You're allowed to cuss. I mean, I think in a couple of instances.
And
if you're in a situation like that, two, on any kind of competition court, basketball court, football field, whatever, cussing is allowed. And on the podcast, cussing is allowed too.
Thank you.
Three places.
And so I am just about fit to be tired.
We
don't think we can make it back. So we know we've got another hill. And I'm like, Kibby, I'm calling a blip Uber. Yeah. We are throwing the bikes on top. I'm done here. But somehow we managed to encourage each other. And we laughed so hard at how bad we were, because by the time we get in, everybody's dressed for dinner. We're walking in like, you know, we rode a gravel road or something. And it was so fun. It was one of the neatest bonding experiences we've had. And we loved it so much, we did it again.
Yeah. So we decided it really is. It's an amazing trip. Highly recommend if you like outdoor adventure. The Backroads was the company we used. There's several different companies, but they feed you well. Everything's planned for the whole week, your hotel, your food. They have breaks for you. Yeah. They'll come pick you up if you're done. You don't have to bike the whole day. Anyway,
So Backroads is the name of the company. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out Backroads. Hey, Win, Lose, or Tie podcast. You want to send me some stuff? Go ahead.
There you go.
They're amazing. And so we decided, Ed and Lisa Wentz, we're going to do a biking trip in Ireland. We had just talked about it together. Yeah. And Blake had always wanted to go to Ireland. So had I. I've never been to Europe. And so last October, we planned the trip for probably about 10 months, 8 months. Mm-hmm. And we did a biking trip with Ed and Lisa Wentz to Ireland. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, it was unbelievable.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Sorry, we did a biking trip in Ireland, not to Ireland. Yeah. Those are two very different things. Yeah.
If you did that, you'd be on the news, not on Win, Lose, or Tie podcast.
No kidding.
Let me say, okay, you're on vacation. And you're riding bikes like crazy. Like what?
Yeah,
is
clearly
going on?
Something is wrong.
Yeah, 30 miles a day, probably 20, 30 miles, or 40.
You get to ride on the wrong side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's all the things. It's all the things you've always wanted to do, man. You know, dodge sheep and do hills. Yeah. And, you know, I will say this. Ed Wentz, you know, we have just grown to love their family. That dude is a beast on a bicycle.
Yeah. Dude, he is awesome.
He is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And
they are
so he was what it ended up being, it was a vacation for me and Ed. And a vacation for Kippy and Lisa, because they rode together all day, and I'd ride with Ed, and we had the best time.
That's
and
awesome.
We'd do dinners together, but it was neat.
One of the funny stories, Ty, we're in Ireland. We had ridden that morning, and we stopped at this quaint little town. I wish I could remember the name of it, but we went into a pub to have lunch. So, I mean, typical what you would see in a movie, Irish pub, kind of, and we sit down to eat a lunch of... I think like
shepherd's pie,
lots of amazing butter for sure.
Yes.
But the waitress came over to take our order. And what did she say, Blake, to us? She asked us if we wanted water.
Oh, she said, butler water. No, Kippy said, I want water. And she goes, butlered water?
Or water.
Yeah, butler or water. And or still or something like that. And Kippy's like, what? And she's like, butler water? Or still water.
And I was
and
like, what?
Kippy's like, I've never had butler water. I'd like to try a butler water.
I was like, what's a butler water? And everyone at the table
said, we just start cracking up.
It's a
bottle of water. And so Kippy had her first Irish butler water in Ireland. And it was such a butler water. Yeah.
That's right.
It was a culture experience like none other.
It was beautiful.
Okay. And I mean, I can imagine, and I would hopefully one day can get there, and I'm not going to ride a bike or anything, but hopefully I can get there. But I just have a bone to pick with Ireland. Blake, I don't know, Kippy, I know you're not a big beer drinker, but Blake, you're not either, really. But Guinness is not that good. It's just not.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting over there. It is.
They force it down.
Yeah, serve it warm.
Yeah, and my buddy Chris Kitley went to Ireland. He's like, dude, they said it's just, you know, they just, mm-hmm. that's what they drink down there. And mm-hmm. they serve it warm. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. I mean, I'm like, dude, that. I would order butler water.
Yeah. Clearly. You know, on these trips, you realize the cultural differences are, you know, they still speak English, right? But there's a lot of things you're saying that mean different things. And we had finished a long day of riding, and the lady, you know, they meet you there at the hotel, and these are pretty bougie hotels. So think of Downton Abbey is where we're staying at this one. We roll up into this place. They meet you with snacks and all that, any drink you want. And they're like, hey, before dinner, you have a little time if y'all want to go to the spa. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Kippy. Let's grab the Wince, call the Winces. We're going to meet them at the hot tub. We are going to go soak our bones because we are sore.
Yeah.
So it is so funny. We go back to our room. Kippy puts on her bikini and a cover up, and I grab my swimsuit.
It's a Walmart bikini and cover up. Doesn't matter, but I'm just painting the picture for you.
Okay. So here we are. I grab a Coke and a Guinness or whatever. So I've got two drinks in one hand and a towel in the other. Mm-hmm. And we start walking down Downton Abbey here.
Hallways in the hotel.
And I'm asking people, hey, we heard there's a spa, and they're like, no, 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 keep going. And we're weaving through everything, and you're walking past like people that look like butlers and some maids.
They have uniforms.
Yeah. And I'm like, so we finally find the spa. We walk up there, clearly a tailgate people, you know, because towel over the shoulder, t-shirt, flip-flops.
I mean, we are
drinks.
Hillbilly is what we were.
Yeah.
This ain't
we
the
are
La
representing
this
Texas.
Ain't the La Quinta.
This is
and that is exactly what it was. We walk up there and we're asking to get in the spa. This is no hot tub. This is a spa.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because we realize, oh my goodness. And we're like, y'all have a hot tub? They don't even know what we're talking about. And so they don't have a hot tub, clearly. It's all a spa. And so now we have to parade my wife back through in her cover-up and bikini all through Downton Abbey just to get back to the room. Meanwhile, Kippy is calling Lisa Wentz, and she's like, Lisa, do not come down here. Do not come down here. And Lisa called.
Lisa was like, why? She goes, we're standing down at the bar. I just put my swimsuit on. I don't even have a cover-up, and we're down at the bar. We're going to come meet y'all. And I go, no, you go back to the room. Go back to the room.
Yeah. And so we laughed about that because we're like, okay, really? You don't have what? La Quinta has a hot tub. Come on, man. You don't have a hot tub here. Exactly. What's going on? So, but it's just stuff like that that you get yourself in trouble and you just don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Yeah. But we stayed at a hotel called Ardachet, I believe is what it was called. And it's called the Land of Fairies. And it truly looked like a movie where fairies would live. The just the greenery
looked
and the
like
trees.
The Hobbit town, you
it
know?
Did. It was just so gorgeous. Beautiful. I think, I don't know, maybe I'm biased, but I think West Texas people appreciate those things more abundantly than other people. We love hills. We love mountains. We love trees. We love water.
Look at those trees.
I mean, exactly. We do.
You've said everybody from Lubbock has said that one time in their life. Look at those trees.
Yes. So we appreciate all of those things. And so, it was an unbelievable once in a lifetime
trip.
And I would do it again.
Yep. Butler water and all that.
Yeah,
Butler
I think our next biking trip, we want to do Vermont. We've heard Vermont is pretty amazing in the fall. So we're looking at that in October.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I looked it up. Yes, I'm missing four states. Vermont is one of them. So you have to listen to the Win, Lose, or Tie podcast.
Get that pin.
In Vermont.
We will do it. Okay. We'll be on a bike.
Vermont, North Dakota, New Hampshire. Those are like three of the four.
Yeah.
So anyway, perfect. In Vermont, yes.
Maybe. Yeah, that's what we're hoping to do.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Man, if I can keep losing weight, I might join you guys.
Come on.
That's great.
Come on.
You can get an electric bike.
Can it just drop me off? Can it just
you can ride in the van. You can ride in the van. You can do anything you want.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. And I don't have to drink Guinness there.
Yeah, but you just ride to eat and eat to ride. That's what we love about it. You can eat whatever you want all week long.
That's true. You're burning it.
Yeah, you're burning it.
It's great.
See? Not my idea of a vacation is you don't burn anything off.
You just take it all with you. Yeah. Those are good too.
You just consume, consume.
Ed and I laugh about it because our goal is about a pound a day. And I think we hit it every time. Try to gain about a pound a day.
It's crazy. So, you eat so well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, okay. Hey, well, while I've got you two here, both of you guys are executives of Bahama Bucks. The last time I checked.
Sure.
What's new with Bahama Bucks? Anything new that we can talk about? Tell me anything upcoming or something that's happening with Bucks.
Yeah.
I'm always interested to hear. And I know the people are too.
Yeah. So Bahama Bucks, man, we you know, this is our 34th year. Next year will be our 35th. So we've got amazing things planned for that too. Mm-hmm. We are right in the smack middle. Earlier this month, we launched, or maybe late March, we launched our Dreamsicle campaign. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what is fun about that is we partnered with Bluebell again, which we've partnered with them since our origins. But what's interesting about it is Dreamsicle was always on the menu, but we reflavored, revamped it, and reworked our formulation on it. Because what we have found is these nostalgia flavors, what we call a nostalgia category, the old flavors, but you make them new again. Mm-hmm. And this thing has blown up. It's been fantastic. Now, let me tell you, we are...
And it's shaved ice.
It's shaved ice or the smoothie. We'll do either or.
We can do either one. Gotcha.
And they're fantastic blowbacks to your childhood, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what's funny about it is we launch ours... About 3 or 4 weeks later, Wendy's launches their Dreamsicle Frosty.
Yes.
So we've killed about 4 people in our office that we think ratted us
somebody
out.
Leaked.
Somebody leaked.
And
it.
It's so funny because, you know, Matt Ewing, our director of R&D, we were talking about it because this was just kind of off the cuff last year. About this time, nearly a year ago, we started talking about this flavor. Mm-hmm. And there was only about 3 or 4 of us. So we've already fired the intern. But But it was really funny how you look at that. You know, they've launched it. And then another mm-hmm. big brand launched it. And I can't remember who that other brand
was.
Something,
but somebody else has to.
So it's been. Yeah. So we got the Dreamsicle thing going right now. And that's been really fun. We've
Tuesday, we're doing the first time we're doing... Bahama Bucks with a marketing team, we're embracing in-shop activation. So Tuesday is Bucks Bracelet Day. So for every 2 products you buy, you get friendship bracelets. They're branded friendship bracelets. So that's a big campaign we're doing on Tuesday.
Nice.
So Remy and Channing were our models for the bracelets.
Oh,
so
right.
You'll be seeing them on social media. So that's a super fun campaign because we really want to kind of maximize the guest experience. And so whatever 2 products you buy, you get a set of bracelets to split, 1 bracelet for each friend or couple or however you want to do it. Yeah. So that's Tuesday. So that's exciting.
Cool.
We've never done anything like that. So we're going to do more things like that this year. I wish I could share with you our flavor that we're doing in May.
Yeah, it's big.
But I can't. It's
can't
huge.
Yet.
Not yet. Not
but
yet.
This is the place to, this is where
I,
we break
I know, news. But this thing is national, man. The like, only place that won't hear it is Vermont.
I mean,
so
and
we can't.
I wish I had the back of the, dun, 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 dun. We interrupt your broadcast.
Yeah, to bring
no,
you this.
It would be good.
This
but this
breaking
is,
news.
This is a collaboration we've worked on for
over a year.
And the legal side of this thing has been huge. And our marketing team and R&D mm-hmm. and everybody else on this one has done a fantastic job. So when you see it, you will know it.
Okay.
You'll be like,
so we'll,
okay,
we'll wait to see
this
that.
Is the biggest brand.
So that will launch the first part of May.
With. Yeah.
Come out for the summer. It'll be our summer campaign for all summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll just say this.
Okay.
Not only are we launching new flavors, but there are new things that go with the flavor as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Fun new trinkets and things like that. I think families and kids and teenagers, I think it's a flavor that's going to capture a lot of different demographics. And we are very excited about this partnership. And then the one we have in the fall is another licensing partnership that we have been trying to do for years. So,
Allsup's Burrito. I knew it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's coming, baby.
Dude, I'm saving that for a 35th. Come on, man.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. I didn't break that news right now.
You know I'm an Allsup's Burrito fan,
oh,
guys.
That's
as well.
Disgusting. But yeah, so we have another new one coming out late August that is a really cool licensing partnership that we are very excited about our products for 24. And right now we just work on what's next year because we've already got 24 laid out.
Yep.
So everything is looking at next year.
And I think all the guest facing stuff's real fun. But then on the internal side, just with the technology launches that we're launching and the new partnerships that we're doing there, just to make, you know, for example, how quickly can we train and level up Avalanche crew and do all of those wonderful type of things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's neat. You know, there's always innovations going on at Bahama Bucks, you know, to make it easier to operate or to make it more profitable or those type of things.
Yeah.
So those are the boring behind the scenes things, but that's all the business.
You've got to embrace technology, and you really do have to look at different ways to train. Ty, you would just be blown away how different it is. I mean, all of the level tests are now digital. All of the training is still face-to-face, person-to-person, but there's other digital. There's an app that they use for their training. They watch videos. They take their test through an app. Just even I know you could appreciate just online ordering, like Would you have ever dreamed of a day that we could deliver snow to someone's front door?
No.
And it would be good.
We tried that on carts. You know, that was like, mm-hmm. that was the way to do it.
Yeah.
But now you can actually, mm-hmm. you're actually going to be able to deliver to, you know.
Yeah. DoorDash, Uber DoorDash. Eats, all of it. Uh-huh. So it's amazing.
That is crazy.
It is crazy.
When you actually take a step back and think about uh-huh. that.
You know, the other thing that we launched and that is gaining a lot of traction is Snow Blast.
Yes, and it's in those frozen little pouches.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's in a frozen pouch.
That is a great idea.
And we are getting big traction, not just in, you know, little leagues and ballparks, but in the major players as well now. So we're getting in front of a lot of major players. And
we've had some great conversations.
Shout out to Zach and Zyler and Eric and everybody who's been getting in front of some big names on that one. So
that's cool.
That one's really fun. Because, you know, now.
That's a great idea. I saw kids with it somewhere. I don't remember, but I was like, dude, that looks cool.
I think it's just a matter of trying to meet guests where they are. You know, we're not everywhere has a shop and things like that, and we just want to be a part of their events. And
yeah, because we can ship those ambient so they can be shipped at room temperature and then you freeze them once you get them. And
absolutely awesome.
It's so cool. It's been a great invention, a great collaboration between our R&D department and operations and other avenues.
Marketing and doing all that. That's crazy. So what I love about your corporate office is there's certain offices, certain areas that's, you know, like finance or, and then there's R&D, then there's, you know, what do we call? I'm calling it, but y'all name it after. It's like where in marketing that
is the island.
The island, all the names called? So that one's called the island, and then other
sections.
So
the marketing department's called the island. In the store. Mm-hmm. So what are the other ones like?
All the meeting rooms are named. So we have Nassau, we have the Cabana, we have Key West,
North Shore, Maui,
Grand Cayman.
Like
And the Grand Cayman. So like your meeting rooms are named. I think that's pretty cool.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, and that's what's neat. We got a lot of creative people at Bahama Bucks. Yeah, and that's what's fun.
I love it too. I love, I'm a big fan. Yeah. And I wrote down, it's funny because a question I wrote down that I thought I've always kind of wanted to ask, and I don't know if I've ever really directly asked you this, even, I mean, without podcast or anything. Just, you know, if there's one flavor, shaved ice flavor, or I don't care, even if it was a smoothie, you could bring back that's been taken off the menu, you could bring back without giving away, I guess, anything, whatever. But, you know, I'm saying because there's a couple flavors that are just were weird and like Tamarino, remember? Mm-hmm. Like we had that and it went like Spanish Night. Mm-hmm. And that was Spanish Night, K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That wasn't Spanish. That wasn't like a romantic night. It was a Spanish night.
Yeah. It's like, you know? It will kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know,
the conquistador.
Exactly. So that's what I always thought was funny about Spanish Night. It's like, dude.
It's a weird flavor.
Yeah, that is
it wasn't very good either.
It was just like, and spearmint and what are some other ones that have been eliminated that are just like, that were just not...
You know, I mean, the ones that got eliminated that should have been eliminated, I mean, like Juicy Fruit and Tutti Frutti.
Glazed Donut. Peanut butter.
You know,
peanut butter was actually not good.
Yeah. No, it was just tasted like dirt.
Another one, we've tried chocolate. It just does not work on snow. The fake chocolate taste is, you know, because you can't make milk chocolate and pour it on a snow. So you always have to go deviate towards a fake chocolate. It tastes terrible. It's just not, does not work. So we do chocolate cream or chocolate toppings or things like Oreo, things like that.
One that I think, because it was from your era, is when we made the Thunderbolt.
Yeah,
you know,
that was crazy.
Yeah, we had put a little bit of flavor in. You know, it was a suicide, essentially.
Well, I mean, I let the folks know, Thunderbolt back in the day was advertised, and In a weird way, it was really true. It was every flavor in one.
Yeah.
So it was a bottle. You could order the flavor. It was all the flavors in one. Mm-hmm. Of course, the kids used to love it, even though it didn't taste all that.
Yeah, it was like brown. A grape licorice.
Yeah. You know? It was brown.
Yeah. It was just
purplish brown.
It looked like me coloring Easter eggs.
That one will not make a comeback.
No.
But it's interesting to have. And that was a... you know, but I don't know why mm-hmm. won't make a comeback. Because then your kid, to me, kids love that crap.
They do, but you still got to sell it, right? So yeah, it's a novelty. True. It's one of those
just look back on it and look back on it and go, that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun once. Yeah. And we all do those things. They're fun once. Yeah. And you're like, I'm
like
never
a biking
doing that
trip to Napa.
Yeah, you'll do it once. You'll do it once.
No, I mean, apricot brandy, those were pop blackberry, some of those that were actually decent flavors. They just didn't sell.
It's weird, man.
It was good.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even blueberry cheesecake in some of those.
Mm-hmm. Blueberry cheesecake was one of my top flavors for a long time. Yeah. And I invented one. I mean, I never really presented it to you guys whenever I was working, but I would put blueberries in the actual blueberries in the snow.
Yeah.
And make blueberry Great cheesecake idea. With cream. Yeah. And it was,
That's a good idea. Yeah.
You know, but when you think about, okay, which ones would you bring back? And I think that's a little harder. I think one that if I could redo it and do it well, because our technology and flavor understanding and the chemistry behind it, how we used to do them, you know, 25 years ago versus how we do them now is it's so different. I mean, the technology's changed, what we're doing, the science behind it and all that. But the one that I think I would try again, if I could, would be key lime pie. I mean, it sold. It's a tart, but it's still rich and flavorful and all that. Now, I'm not saying you'll see it again, but it definitely is one of those flavors that you're like, man, this one had a great run. You know, if you could redo it, maybe it'd run up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, so those are some.
Well, I'm a little upset because I just found out something that I didn't know. So blueberry cheesecake is no longer on the menu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What in the hell is going on there? Because that I loved that flavor.
Dude.
Absolutely loved that flavor.
I know.
Now, you still have blueberry, right?
It could be gone. I don't want to say out loud.
I mean, oh my God. So I was like, is blueberry on the menu? Because if it's on the menu, then you could still have cheesecake.
Yeah, you could mix.
You could mix and still make blueberry cheesecake. Yeah. But I can't believe blueberry cheesecake is not on the menu.
And the thing of it is, man, we watch flavor profiles and we watch everything.
See, now
and
you can
every
track
time.
It. I mean, yeah.
It's all trackable.
You just look to see if the jug was getting empty.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
That's how you look. You're like, hey, well, we haven't sold apricot in a while.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you don't feel that one every day.
Yeah. And our goal is not to put 1,000 flavors out there, right? You want to rotate and keep it fresh and funky and keep fun happening there.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know, you know, there's a lot of ones that we've had to say goodbye to, which is tough, but,
what does that meeting look like? So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It starts with a group that you're going to have R&D represented there. You're going to have field ops represented, usually one of the executives and all that, because like it or not, it is somewhat like a cheer tryout where they've got to make first round cut, second round cut. And then, you know, so popularity is going to be a big one. If you have
the
student
data.
Body vote, which would be the guest out there,
you're getting rid of one.
Yeah.
We look at the data. We just look at the data.
We're looking at the data, and then the franchisees are going to know at least 6 months in advance or so that, hey, these cuts are coming. These are the ones. Run them out. Here's what we're doing.
Big red.
Or set them back. You know, if you want to keep them, you know, whatever, or buy more of the stock, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, double down on this one because it's going away. Because inevitably, when you make a cut, it is somebody's all-time favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And so you still got to manage all the expectations.
She's one of my friends that she always wants, she's like, I love Bahama, but Big Red, I can't get it anymore. And I just can't. Yeah. She's like, I just can't.
I know.
You know, and I mean, it is. It's somebody's favorite. You're exactly right. You know, like
Tutti Frutti.
Blueberry cheesecake.
She gone.
Tutti Frutti's gone, huh?
Tutti Frutti.
Well, I'm not sad to see that one go.
Yeah. No, I don't think anybody else was either.
Banana daiquiri, things like that they just don't sell.
Miami Vice.
Gone.
Oh, man.
Man.
Yeah, that left late 90s.
Yeah.
That left was Spanish 90s.
Yeah. Those two were paired together. And we're like, both of those are gone.
Yeah.
But it is hard. You want to manage because, you know, when you're bringing in some new stuff, you know, that's the thing. And we're going to cut flavors every other year. And so if you just want to know the rhythm of Bahama Bucks, we're going to add flavors every year. Mm-hmm. If they perform well, they make what we call the big board or the national menu. Mm-hmm. And then the following year, you know, every other year, we're going to make a cut. We're going to cut 7 to 10 flavors. And
how easy it is now to cut a menu item. It's a digital menu. You can just...
Yeah.
It's just
it's still painful.
It's a little more complicated.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, you have your drive through menu, your drive through panels.
Oh yeah.
Every shop is a little bit different.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
online ordering. Right.
Yeah. They're, I mean, yeah. But it's not as complicated as it used to be.
Back then, you just got a piece of.
You just got to peel some stickers off.
Yeah. Or you got just a piece of gray tape and you just taped over the name.
This one gone.
And wrote down like. Gilligan's great now.
That's right.
You know, I love that you bring that up because you're from the era where all of those flavors were individually stuck on a vinyl, you know, menu.
Yes.
And the vinyl letters were stuck. And we
like
have
on
one that we
right behind you. Like that, that,
that's
yes.
exactly right.
That, that's
yeah.
it.
And we recreated one in the office. And when the marketing team was redoing it, they're like, Blake, these are out of order. And I said, I know they're out of order.
Like alphabetical order.
Alphabetical order. Excuse me. Thank you, Kip. Because it was one where all of a sudden you're killing a flavor, papaya, and you need to put something in there. So you're like, what's the next P, P? Oh, let's do pickle. And you're like, it's out of order. Or you say, no, instead of P, let's do a mango.
No, I think we have one that says strawberry, and then the next flavor is rum.
Yeah.
Like they are because that we just peeled probably Spanish night or I don't know what we had to get.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when we removed
probably Spanish night, that did get taken
we
off.
We killed Juicy Fruit. We're like, oh, let's call it Jamaican rum. And now we put J there, you know. And so your menu's just got all jacked up.
Yeah,
it's all jacked up.
It used to be.
So when you come to the office, look at that menu because it is all out of alphabetical order.
There's going to be about seven or eight. And
we wanted
kind of
them to
finds.
Emulate that. We wanted it to be that way.
That's old school stuff, man. That's freaking awesome, man.
Yeah,
that's
you're punching. Part of that OG, brother.
Hey, man, that's
part of that OG.
That's punching the dog or punching through and walking the dog, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
That's right.
So not to give away any trade secrets or anything, but hey, all right, man. Hey, you know what? 35 years coming up.
Yes, sir.
Freaking awesome, man. You know what? And hopefully one day, Win, Lose, or Tie podcast can get to 35 years. That
Absolutely.
Would be great. But right now, we're celebrating three.
Three.
Heck
big
yeah.
three, baby.
So, it's great.
Three is awesome.
Did you guys ever think it was going to last this long? Or did you ever
Dude,
ever
after
think
we did that
it?
First one, I thought, man, I killed it. I killed it for him.
Exactly.
He will never do another podcast.
Did you mean the podcast or Bahama Bucks?
No, I mean, the podcast.
Yeah, the podcast. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm like, after that first episode, I'm like, he'll never do another one of these ads.
Man,
he's one
awesome.
And done with this one. So, but no, man, we're super proud of you because
you do a great job.
To do 3 years and really the quality of guests that you bring on. I mean, it's all walks of life, all types of people,
sure.
You know, and I enjoyed listening to Coach Kitley the other day and actually took some notes, man. What a great man to have here and pull some wisdom out of.
Man, no doubt about
what
it.
What a deep well.
Yeah.
You know?
Get a national champion in here and things
gosh.
Get different.
Yeah. No kidding. And, you know, so from all your guests, I just love the diversity that you bring in here and the ideas and the free talk that you allow is something special, you know, and there's a lot of noise out there, but I love
for
when,
sure.
when Loser Tie pops up, man, and you start your Friday morning off right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yo, 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 yo.
Well, guys, thank you so much. This has been a great time and a blast and what a wonderful way to celebrate 3 years and to bring you two back in and two of my favorite people in the entire world. And I appreciate y'all very much. And I appreciate the listener. Appreciate you guys listening. I don't know if I had 10 listeners every week or every 2 weeks, that would be, I don't know if I'd still do this, you know? And so, you know, I hit 20,000 downloads and that was a milestone for me. And so that's pretty cool. And this thing is still going. So I'm looking forward to the next 90 episodes. This is episode 91, I think. And so we're going to do some more. I'm going to do some terrible episodes probably. And there's going to be some ones that are really, really good. Like today was really, really good, I think. So thank you guys very much.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening and supporting Win, Lose, or Tie. It's been awesome. And we're going to keep going. So you know what? That's it. And as I ended all my phone calls in the 90s, baby, with one word and one word only is how I end my podcast. And that word is
peace.